Blog Talk Radio.
My, here goes another Saturday afternoon at high speed in probably the wrong direction because I'm so politically incorrect and all that some people think I probably back up to the pay window, but be that as it may, for what it's worth, my.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, watch that sound. Everybody look what's going down. Seems wrong. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds, are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street, singing songs and they carry inside. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
We better stop now.
What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Well, license to live. They've been pulling business licenses, health license, certification licenses, and all kinds of happy horse shit. Who is they? The illustrious leadership, and I'm going to tear them a new one. For what it's worth. Yeah, nice song. For what it's worth, I was born and raised in a traditional American way. And you can forget any kind of privilege. I grew up with an outhouse in the city. Think about it. That is the true American way. One of being a believer in the morality of doing things and living the right way. Nothing big and difficult or whatever about that. If I didn't behave, I got dinked on the head. I mean, you know, somebody had to get the mule's attention and kids are off in gaga land of their own little device. So here it is. Way back in 1966, that seemed like a million years ago. That's before a lot of the newbies and cherries were born. In 66, I took my oath of service to protect and defend the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. My oath has no expiration date. Got any veterans out there? Got any veterans groups? Militias, etc. You might want to inform them that there is a large bunch of us, and as old as I am, no, I ain't in the greatest shape than there is, but I'm still just as good a shot as I was then. Ooh, from all I see in here, Marxists, ain't they're lovely, have declared war on America and its people. Now, you think about that very carefully. You've seen the riots on the news. What does that tell you? And, they say they're going to come burn you out. They say they're going to come visit you in the countryside. They say they're going to go to the suburbs and do their thing. I am actively seeking the patriots who are both ready and willing to fight back. Actively. Yes, you heard me. You ain't going to believe, but believe it. I'm getting in touch with people. Been doing that for the last 4 days. This is for us taking up the challenge to call the bluff of the Marxist and show them Civil War II up close and personal, like in your face. Ooh, might not have a face left, according to some people I've talked to. They're talking about showing up with swords, high-powered weapons, and a very serious attitude problem about people that want to play that game. There are many times in our past where sayings have become famous. Of all of these, I have a few that fit today's situations. My favorite is, give me liberty or give me death. Well, you know, it's pretty simple. You want to kill me? Do it. Or try. The one that strikes home is the Civil War statement. And this is, and they got a bunch of the same one here, been rewritten several times. I regret that I only have one life to give for my country. The word country in this particular version was originally freedom. Think about that. here we go. The group, 3%ers, derives from the 3% who rose up and defeated the superpower of Great Britain. I mean, they had an organized army, Canada, everything you can do, and we didn't have squat. The general numbers of farmers who fought against these trained soldiers was only 80,000. Now, the fights were mostly small, a dozen or so, engaging 20 or more British troops. Ambush stuff. If you ain't seen the movie The Patriot, go watch it. You might learn something about it. And no, I'm not saying it's a historical kind of a movie, but it does have some accurate history in it. It seems that today, a faction of America's enemies is finding power in large numbers of people. This goes from peaceful protest to rioting, looting, and burning. Oh, my goodness. Oh, what do we do now? You hear all them all them suffering, crying liberals. Even these large numbers in the protest don't come close to the numbers of armed militia, citizens, and law enforcement who are joining together. Y'all might want to pay attention to this. The numbers are growing exponentially, and I'm going to hit that one again. Even these large numbers in the protests don't come close to the numbers of armed militia, citizens, and law enforcement who are joining together. The great silent majority is preparing to stand up to those who would destroy our country and take our freedoms. Yeah, that's right. They're finally getting woke up by all the happy horse manure going on. Can't have a business open because the government says so, because they're afraid of a virus. Yeah, well, toe-cheesed all those people. Some have said suburbs and small towns are next. Now, this comes from some of the leadership of Black Lives Matter and others. Suburbs and small towns are next. Didn't work out so well in a small town in Ohio recently. All of the people, I mean all the citizens, come out armed and took all the dinks into custody and said, leave town or we'll put you in jail and kind of forget that you're there. Think about that very carefully, all you bad boys with a pop gun. From now on, we, and I got that as a royal we, underlined, red quotations, From now on, we need to partner with all those who are not going to take it anymore. think about it. Think about that very carefully. You heard, I know you've seen the clip. You've seen that guy hanging out the window. I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. I'm a human being and deserve a certain amount of respect. Well, these people don't respect diddly squat, let alone yourselves. Yeah, you hear me, Black Lives Matter and all you other dinks out there think you're all that? You're about to find out the hard way. From now on, we need to partner with all those who are not going to take it anymore. Oh, and by the way, I've stated that gun and ammunition sales are skyrocketing. And guess what? They still are. There are a lot of people out there who believe in the right to self-defense, preservation of their houses, their businesses, etc. And they know you can't just bust the front of the store and come in and take whatever you want. Unless, of course, you're bulletproof. Hello, Superman. I offer that crooks should stay in jail. But our on your knees, that's in red, underline it, on your knees leadership is turning them loose. Oh, you got to bow down and kiss my Watusi, uh-huh. People want to be able to defend themselves and are getting armed, just dead simple. They know better than to trust the leadership because they have seen what the supposed leadership is doing. They sure as hell ain't leading. Many are going to places where these thugs don't go because gun country isn't safe. One of these leaders said, don't use guns in self-defense. Really? You must have an armed escort or guards around your property or some such. You must feel safe and secure wherever it is you're hiding out. Yeah, that's right. You heard me. Hiding out. I mean, okay. So I'm going to hit on the second subject that is not nice. Okay. As to cops, there are large numbers of people ready to back you up. I hope law enforcement gets this. You need to hear it. If you don't, ask somebody. Did somebody say something about backup? Yeah. Are you ready to accept that help? That's the question. And then you got the other problem. Many cops are resigning. Why? Well, look at how they're being treated by a combination of the powers that are supposed to protect them as well as the citizenry. They won't let the cops do their job. They throw them in jail for trumped-up charges. And I'm going to tell you, no. If you take a weapon from a cop and try to use it against him, you just became a target. And I'm talking about a free fire zone where they can blow you away no problem. Well, guess what? It is time, and I mean past time, that people realized that. The police have two or three different jobs all rolled into a funky ball. They never know what the hell they're going to get when they go to places or when they're patrolling or whatever. Now, some of these dummies, in terms of the Marxists, have been playing, ooh, we make a call, da-da-da-da-da, and they'll come running, and we can ambush them. That is not a good idea, especially if these cops just happen to have an attitude problem about that. What are you going to do if the cops decide they're going to open up and just kill everybody that comes after them? Think about it. Problem is there are very few safe places in America. Almost none in cities or suburbs. And I mean, you know, look around. Then there is a minor legality of leadership refusing to uphold the law. Guess what? At that point, officers can take it upon themselves to uphold and enforce the law. You heard that right. Same way as if any official refuses to do their job for whatever reason. It falls to we the people. Well, you become an official of we the people as law enforcement, and you may take that into your own hands right now. Most want order restored. Together, we can do just that, but it's going to take all of us. You've seen the size of the crowds. What happens if they get met with a crowd that's 10 times that size and is real tired of putting up with whatever these people decide to do? Now, you think about that very carefully, because that's basically where we're at. I got some publications I'm going to go through. This is not going to be a very long show. Y'all need to get over it. Editor's letter from the week of June 26th. And this is by Dennis Bates, managing editor. Now, I wrote some things on top of this. The Hufflepuffs and Ravenclaws are in revolt. this is all over the Harry Potter author. Well, I hate to tell you about your article, Mr. Managing Editor, but it's half-assed and too much bullshit. You heard me. Cultural class over transgender rights. Oh, clearing in an online essay that the trans movement was causing demonstrable harm by trying to erode women as a political and biological class. And she's right. Hogwarts devotees were declaring their intention to purge the whole deal. But the ferocity of the backlash is partly a result of Rowling's attempt to bend the arc of the Potter universe toward social justice. I hate to tell everybody, but there ain't any social justice. Look at the mobs. What are they doing? Children's author, Ronald Dahl. The moral lessons at the heart of the books, such as the BFG Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Matilda, be kind, be brave, be yourself, remain true, which is why I read them to my children. You got part of it right. They need some kind of moral guidance. Why do you think the Ten Commandments is put on the wall? It's pretty simple. It ain't for a religious purpose, like people like to accuse people who have them on their wall. It's a simple moral guide in general. A COVID surge in many reopened states. Ooh, fear of the virus, fear of the virus. How kids act after school, after being in school, a prison. They all congregate and raise hell and go stupid. I mean, I bet you got neighbors got kids. Push for police reform, take center stage. Will you tell me, Minneapolis, what the hell kind of reform is getting rid of the police? Oh, and what's going to be the action? I'll bet there's crooks out there just drooling. A few actions will result in reform. Just a very few. What happened is a half-truth. Protests against racial and justice police brutality continued across the nation this week, a movement that gained further momentum after a black man was shot dead as he fled police in Atlanta. Well, they're leaving out the part where he took their taser and fired it at him. I don't give a shit which direction you're going. The police then can target you and kill you. Do you forfeit your life by your actions? Ooh. police must be, and this is guardians, and not warriors within our communities. Oh, I see. So when somebody gets violent, you say, oh, I'm sorry, sir. I didn't mean to cause you problems. That's bullshit. When somebody runs, they tackle them and hold them down and put cuffs on them and take them away. That is part of the job. That's called enforcement. Now try this very carefully. Check the arrest records. Between 50 and 100,000. One in between 50 and 100,000 arrests ends up for somebody losing their life. It takes force to enforce. Incentives to police departments that mandate de-escalation training. I agree with that. Democrats have introduced a sweeping bill that would ban chokeholds, limit qualified immunity for police officers and stop the use of no-knock warrants in drug cases. I agree. Problem with a lot of this horse hockey of making raids is that they get the wrong address. And the lady died from it. That, I mean, how sorry does it got to get before somebody does something? Hello, legislators. Hello, fearless leaders. A bill that would withhold federal funding from police departments that fail to phase out practices such as chokeholds. I agree with that. That's a good idea. You don't need to use a chokehold. If there's five or six of you, you knock it down and sit on it until it quits squirming so much. Every story is different. Every story is the same. Ooh, none of these black men posed a threat. That's bullshit and a lie to police. Yet all died because of officers who came readier to attack than to understand. Baby cakes, I don't understand any better than anybody else. When you got somebody that's looking for some way to get a fix, and they're breaking in your freaking house, I understand. I pull out the 12 gauge and remove the problem. Now, tasers have been ruled in several courts to be lethal weapons. Reform won't happen until we change how police contracts are negotiated. That's part of it. In Minneapolis, that's where they're not going to have the city council voted to delete the police force. In Minneapolis, for example, it's now all but impossible for the city to fire rogue officers. That's not exactly true. Of the 2,600 misconduct complaints there since 2012, only 12 ended with discipline. No severe punishment was a 40-hour suspension. Really? What did they do? That's the question that's kind of left in the air, and nobody says any damn thing, and people think this is cute when they write it. What the columnist said. Ooh. Witnessing a great awakening. How about riots? That wakes somebody up. Or the continual firing of fireworks. I've spent my entire life trying to persuade relatively small groups of white people to take racial injustice seriously. I have usually failed. Well, you don't know how to present it. Or somebody has not been forced to rub up against it. Showing whites that anti-black racism is a real and present danger. Oh, boy. Trump keeps blaming a few bad apples for police brutality. And that's true. It is only a few. The evidence shows that racism has infected the entire law enforcement system. That means all cops are guilty. I couldn't get around that. I'm sorry, but I got limitations in my capabilities as a human being. The battle of Capitol Hill over police reform will likely turn on qualified immunity. That needs to go. Qualified immunity must end. You got elections coming. Secure a win. No satisfactory middle ground on federal police reform. The kids ages 5 to 12 started making colorful string bracelets, hoping to sell a few and donate the proceeds to local groups in need. To their surprise, and with some help from Father Ron Johnson, a former NFL player, the kids have already raised $40,000. The family is distributing the money to black-owned businesses, food drives, and other causes. There you go. Heart, soul, mind, and strength all in the right place. Here we go. Successor ideology. Is free speech obsolete? Mob thinks it is, and the answer is no. Has the woke left killed classical liberalism? Yes. The intolerant mindset about safe places and free speech, once found on college campuses, has migrated to the culture as a whole, and it's grown more adamant amid the racial awakening following George Floyd's killing by the police. Oh. Yeah, at private companies, in politics and in newspapers and websites, young progressives are demanding the firing, blacklisting, and censor anyone they deem insufficiently anti-racist. Well, I'm not anti-racist. I'm prejudiced as hell against a whole bunch of people, specifically the ones that want to do me harm, go after my wife, take my property, or other nice little things. Now, it's not only prominent. Older editors like James Bennett of the New York Times, who are having their careers destroyed because his op-ed section ran an arguably offensive opinion column about the protests by Republican Senator Tom Cotton. You've heard that story. Lee Flanagan, leftist reporter for the leftist, the Intercept.com. Was publicly accused of anti-blackness, not by the color of his skin, after writing a lengthy, groveling apology for his insensitivity. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. My 12-gauge don't have any conscience about your fucking feelings. We used to call the phenomenon political correctness or identity politics. The revolutionary belief that journalism and all institutions should be governed by a singular, virtuous, anti-racist truth has evolved into what cultural critic Wesley Yang has called the successor ideology to liberalism itself. Don't matter what you really think. HR departments all over the corporate America are jumping on it. Centrist pundits are upset. Still conceive of America, public discourse, as a general genteel debate club where competing visions of society do healthy battle in the marketplace of ideas. Yeah. I'll tell you what, you go out on a corner and try that and see what happens to you. When the real world consequences of systemic racism, meaning getting beat up or killed by militarized cops, that doesn't have anything to do with it. But that's what they're saying. That's where the blame is going. You understandably have less patience for the cherished liberal notion that all points of view deserve an airing. Freedom of speech doesn't exist. Our president wages hot war on the free press, science, every institution checking his power, and truth itself. The belief that good speech drives out bad speech is an expensive illusion to maintain. And I don't think Trump's done that. What he's done is he's upheld the constitutional applications required. Oh, you mean you people haven't read the Constitution? Imagine that. Fired for tweeting a link to research suggesting that violent protests risk a political backlash and reeks of anti-blackness. This inflexible orthodoxy is closer to cult religion than politics, and has institution New York Times to the Democratic leadership in Congress kneeling in supplication and fear, or surrender, however it might be. Everybody's seen that picture of them kneeling on the floor. They even had put their names on the tape. You ran over here and you ran over. Can you read your name? Nobody told me that whether the job requirement said I had to know how to read. It's not just left. And this is the climate of fear now gripping liberal newsrooms has a perfect analog in conservative media and Republican politics, where any criticism of President Trump will earn you death threats, vile insults from a Twitter mob, expulsion. Think about it. America was founded on classical liberal values of pluralism and free speech. The country of the scarlet letter and prohibition and Hollywood blacklist, my, the totalitarian mindset that wants to punish even respectful disagreement is chillingly recognizable in American history and increasingly in the American present. Whew. You know, I ain't going to read a shitload, believe me. Albuquerque, far-right shooting. Really? Vigilante allegedly shot a protester this week as an armed militia group descended on demonstrators and got arrested. It is called the New Mexico Civil Guard. In Oakland, now, Oakland, California, two far-right militia members were charged this week with fatally shooting a security officer and sheriff's deputy. The men, one of them, an Air Force sergeant, were tied to the Boogaloo, remember that word, Boogaloo movement, an extremist group hoping to provoke civil war. Palmdale, California, hangings investigated. They found a couple people hanging from trees. Investigate the deaths of two black men found hanging from trees. Victoryville, California. Protesters said the deaths with the bodies left in the public view resemble lynchings. I wonder what they were trying to do that caused that to happen, or were they just there? There's a lot of questions. Washington, D.C., our illustrious Supreme Court, frustrated gun rights and advocates this week by declining to hear 10 appeals asking the justice to clarify the scope of the Second Amendment. I call them sunshine soldiers. In other words, if the sun ain't shining, they ain't going. Maryland and New Jersey's rules for carrying guns outside the home. The New Jersey case presented a chance to explain the court's 2008 decision in District of Columbia versus Heller, which recognized an individual's right to own a handgun. Oh, New Jersey requires gun owners to show justifiable need for permit to carry a gun on you. And what the Second Amendment says, dink. Faced with a petition challenging just such a restriction on citizens' Second Amendment rights, the court simply looked the other way. It's easy to duck. It really is. A policy of self-interest. The Justice Department this week sued to stop the release, but is not expected to prevail in blocking the book. And John Bolton's book, it's already out. which has already shipped to distributors. It's out there. It's happening. Oh, boy. Nellisford, Virginia. Biblical conservative has compared the Supreme Court's 2015 ruling legalizing gay marriage to the Dred Scott decision. Go look those up. You learn a shitload if you go look some of the stuff up that I mentioned. Dijon, France. Cha-ching gang war. French city of Dijon erupted in violence last week after the alleged beating of a 16-year-old Chechen boy by an Algerian gang led Chechen gangs to issue a call for vengeance. 150 Chechens living in France, Belgium, Germany descended on a normally placid city, burning cars, trash cans, going into immigrant areas to hunt for Algerians. You started something you can't handle. Now, I want you to think about that very carefully. What you going to do, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, when people forcibly drag your butt out of the house? Think about it. French government ordered paramilitary police into the city to quell the unrest. That's what Trump proposed when he said put troops on the ground. Venezuela is getting desperate. They're eating racehorses. I'm not going to say much more on that because it turns my stomach. About a third of the population now don't have enough to eat. So you take a machete and you go after a racehorse, I guess. I think that's ridiculous. Oh, boy, London. Saving his skin at a British Black Lives Matter protester was hailed as a hero this week after he waded into a violent melee to rescue an injured man suspected of being a far-right demonstrator. If he hadn't intervened, the narrative would have just switched to Black Lives Matter demonstrators kill a white man. Think about it. Stop that before it started. This is the way it needs to be. Ooh. Rio de Janeiro, police killings. 9,000 people killed by Rio de Janeiro state police in the past decade. More than three quarters were black men. The rate of killings are going up. Criminals could die in the streets like cockroaches. They should die in the streets. Think about it. I can't advocate anything like that. I can't even consider that as being mentally sound. John Lewis is somebody that has a really interesting take on things. Severed a fractured skull during his 65 Bloody Sunday march in Selma, Alabama. You ought to heard the planning and whatnot in our backyard at the barbecue, and they were trying to put that together. Martin Luther King and several of his people. I get that. And, oh, the barbecue was really great. Lewis worked alongside Martin Luther King Jr. during the Civil Rights Movement and remains fiercely loyal to King's teachings on nonviolence. You hear that? The nursing home disaster. Oh, my, everybody's heard this, but you need to hear it again. You need to have it put in perspective. It was done on purpose. Over 40% of U.S. coronavirus deaths have been linked to long-term care facilities. Why? It was a political policy ordered by the people in charge. Only learning of a parent's illness after the patient died. New Jersey facility, 68 people died. 17 corpses were piled up in a morgue designed to hold four. 74 died at the sailor's home in Holyoke, Massachusetts. I mean, it really gets funky, in my opinion. Anybody who lost anybody in any of these places might check that the policy was to put the people who ordered it into court. New York City Governor Andrew Cuomo ordered nursing homes to accept recovering coronavirus patients from the hospitals. Dude, there's a lot to do in this, but, you know. And then Cuomo tried to lay it off on somebody else and said that he was told to send recovering patients to nursing homes by the CDC and the White House. Horse hockey. You better have something more than your word, because your word don't count for much right now. The coming election debacle. Keep watching. And remember that this is speculation, is fear porn. The voting chaos that accompanied Georgia's recent primary is a microcosm of what America may face in November. So, you know, be prepared. Does Trump have a health problem? The answer is no. Even though it's fair game, to go asking a boy about it. Consent in COVID-19. Guess what? CDC screwed up, among others, world health officials. And I don't mean the World Health Organization. I said world health officials have all stipulated it's a hoax. That means if you... especially new issues of boundaries and consent. Oh, my. Going maskless and violating social distancing protocols without first asking our permission. Of who? The protesters? The rioters? They arrogantly and selfishly think their freedom to flout the advice of scientists and doctors is more important than your desire to be safe and comfortable. So these feckless vectors of infection force other people to speak up. Yeah, right. Your underwear is too tight. That's the only reason you're speaking up. China's saying that women should have two husbands. And they're saying, I don't think so. Well, they tried some social structuring one time before. Oh, man, what a mess. Italy, Catholic dogma isn't hate speech, or a crime, but they're looking at legislating it so that it is. Legislate the faith out of existence, Yeah, Catholic Church, gone. Because some podunk agreed with idiots. And here, that was Italy. Here's France, always a decade behind. Bullshit. France. Jacques Chirac, the least reforming of all the heads of state in the free world. Does that mean we are doomed to bow to a Trump-like demagogue in the 2022 election? No. United Kingdom is J.K. Rowling transphobic? No. She's just trying to put it together the right way, which is the way it really is. Unlikely champions of gay rights. Oh, boy. Well, let me explain this right up front. I'm not going to cover the article. I'm going to just stipulate it. Nobody has any more rights than anybody else. Period. I don't give a damn if it's race, sexual orientation, what it is. Very simply, you get what you got, just written down. Can't handle that? Well, to become a barber in several states requires significantly more training time than to become a police officer. North Carolina barbers need 1,528 hours. Police officers only 620 hours. Oh, Florida interior designer 1,760 hours. Police officer 770 hours. Oh, my goodness. Licensed manicurist 500 hours. Police 360 hours. Confederate tributes, should they be removed? The answer is no. Why not? Well, I look at it this way, very simply. I hope it bothers people so bad that they get a rash when they get close to it. Now, most people, it ain't going to bother that much. So, however, why would you want to take something down and destroy it and get rid of it when you can use them for teaching? Yeah, that's right. Don't act like that, mother. Uh-uh. You start doing that, and daddy will murder you. I mean, saddle a neighborhood without police. You deserve what they get. the name of it is CHOP. City officials said they're going to take care of it. An experiment of life without the police. Uh-huh. Ain't working too well. We're trying to prove through action and practice that we don't need the police. Ain't working. This is anarchy. That's true. Reports of that residents of the neighborhood are being forced to show ID to enter or leave their homes. Oh, bullshit. I'd come out with body armor and a gun and tell them to get away from me unless you want me to perforate your personality permanently. Well, Trump said restore order, I will. Appease the protesters. Let's see how progressive this paradise looks in a month. They don't make it that long. Too many people are complaining and saying, hey, and suing the city. How domestic terrorists have rolled over the police, seized control of crazy town, complete with doctored images of broken storefronts, burning buildings, and armed protesters. It mashed up from other places and times. Think history when you think of Confederacy, the flag. This is part of our history, and you can't get rid of it. Only 20% of all adults are happy with how things are going in the country. 81% of Americans believe that police in America need to continue making changes to treat blacks equally to whites. I fully agree, absolutely. Education. Online classes. Not only are they not as good, but all of these higher education people are getting sued because they're still charging the same amount as if they were in a lecture hall. Oops. Big tech seeks facial recognition rules. Amazon, Microsoft, IBM are pushing Congress to regulate facial recognition technology. And senators push FCC on Section 230. And that's the part where these people will do any damn thing they want and are immune from prosecution or lawsuits. Can't be held liable for posts users put on their sites. Well, that's not exactly true. You can be. If you decide that you're going to operate according to Antifa rules, leave. Ah, you heard me. Hit the road. My. It goes on and on. I mean, they really got bitchy about that. Oh, boy. CO2 levels reach record high. Woo. Readings from the Scripps Institution of Oceanography and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration found that the amount of CO2 in the air hit an average of just over 417 parts per million. And that's a record. Slash emissions by 30% for 6 to 12 months. We're closing in on the limit. Last time we got this high, we had what was called a knee-jerk reaction by the planet. And think about that very carefully. A cop standing there with all militarized up. So unfair when it's a synonym of a violent threat. Black guy standing there and says, can't imagine. Gone with the wind. Cancel culture. Ooh. All this happy horse manure about doing this right or doing that right doesn't amount to shit. All the talk doesn't mean anything. What to do with those 700 Confederate monuments? Put them in a warehouse. Save them for the day when people realize that they might have some kind of significant value. Tip of the week, growing food from kitchen scraps. Think about it. Look it up. It's online. Chunks of certain things you grow if you stick them in the ground. Oil, the price of low carbon future. Write down as much as 17.5 billion of its assets. That's BP, the British oil giant. That's one and one only. Starting at tens of billions and keep going. First set of concrete details on how the company plans to meet its target. Ooh, it's coming out. It's coming. Amazon. Bezos will testify, or suggest Bezos will willing to testify to Congress about Amazon's competitive practices. And they're in trouble. Lawmakers have dialed up the pressure on Amazon, Facebook, Apple, and Google parent Alphabet in an investigation into the tech sector. Amazon had used information from third-party sellers to launch competing products. Oh, that's a pretty good widget. We think we'll make one. It'll take you out of the market. Initial public offering. Market revives. But it didn't last. Workplace, a Me Too moment for race in the office. And that effort isn't working either. Early days of Me Too, there's an exhilaration, naive hope that maybe justice was being meted out to longtime abusers of power. Tell the boss that you're in charge and see what happens to you. Go ahead. I'll let you do that. Unemployment fraud. On an epic scale, they're talking about 333 million. Whew. In a nutshell, if a person has a job based in one state but lives and works in another state out of convenience rather than because the employer requires it, then that person owes income tax in the state where the job is based. The only problem is, not only are they not getting around that, but they're also keeping all the money. Half of retirees fall short of cash. Almost everybody does, especially if the only thing you got going for you is the government. Expectations, trying to avoid a double dip. Ooh, eager to reopen, businesses could face new lockdowns. Yeah. Sell that peer form. Fear porn is paranoia strikes deep into your life. It will creep. Did you hear the song? Think about it. Advertising the public's right to know. This is, then the administration promptly proceeded to sabotage every accountability mechanism. Treasury Secretary Mnuchin announced last week he would no longer disclose the loans that businesses get from this $660 billion Paycheck Protection Program. The administration is also fired, demoted, or otherwise kneecapped inspectors general, some of whose wrote Congress warning of systemic efforts to slip oversight. Uh-huh. Think about that. Think about all this stuff carefully. Really consider it. What police reform looks like. Most cops are saying, forget you. Ain't nobody home. We have left the, we have exited stage left at high speed. We are not going to be subject to a bunch of dinglebats. Never, not only never did anything, but have no intention of having any kind of realistic answer to any of it. Man, I'm getting these. Let's see here now. Come on. I want you to consider this. We are now outlaws. Think about it. Old LGO. enough. You want to listen to that song? It's pretty simple. Look it up online. It's online, believe me. Yeah, we got the Washington Examiner, and I hope you like this. June 23rd is what it says. Oh, my, we're 4 days out of date. Bummer. The Hugo Gordon, the editor, a little matter of who will be president. I think Trump's going to do it, and I don't think he's going to be in office very long. So think about that. That's right. We're going to have some changes coming. 22 million people losing their jobs in April and other economic catastrophes took over as the number one topic of interest in the news. Blew away sheltering at home. Oh, my goodness. The protests. Blew away sheltering at home, social distancing in many people's storefronts in a storm of shattered glass. Now, punks and warlord pimps are running little fiefdoms and semi-seceding from the United States while naturally exoriating and tearing down statues of the original secessionists of 160 years ago, the people that built the country. What a bunch of idiots. 4 months away from the presidential election, who will govern the country? Trump, optimism, deserves a second term, I think. I think he'll calm down considerably. He ain't got nothing to lose from it. Growing danger that ideological biases are now regularly interfering with decisions about which opinions and news reporting the public is allowed to read. You don't hear about it on CNN or in other publications. Exposure. The deal with the devil that some media organizations are making to silence those with whom they disagree. Think about that. Confederate states, statues, excuse me. The rise of pickleball, the birth of philosophy, Vietnam veterans, murder mystery, circus monkeys, and today's lack of protest songs. Oh, my goodness. That's a lot of stuff there. Canceled cop shows. Now, I used to like to watch Cops for the simple fact that it showed what they deal with. A bunch of freaking idiots that think they're privileged or that they can get away from them or whatever. And there was nothing wrong with it. The mobs rule, along with political correctness. That's where the problem lies. Society sees many stories of us in stereotypical ways. However, we are a multifaceted race of people. I wanted to show more of us. This is about cops. We'll need to have hard conversation about diversity and equality that, quite frankly, are long overdue. What we're looking for are productive actions moving forward, not who you canceled. Dirt track racing is going crazy. Simply because everybody can go enjoy it, have a cold beer and scream about things and watch people that don't care about their good health run around in circles on a dirt track. Nevertheless, happy. 1,000 chalk down, we're all in this together signs on sidewalks. 10,000, you're coming out of this stronger. Video graduation speech, 10 million. We're literally being asked to stay home and watch TV. This whole thing brings us down. The public is more unhappy today than any time on record. Lockdowns, less happy than they've ever been before. Very happy was only 14%. Not too happy, jumped 10 points to 23%. General societal survey, often feeling depressed, rose to 18%. A full 30% say they often lose their temper nowadays. 9/11 terrorist attacks and after the Kennedy assassination found that numbers rose to only about 20% back then. The lockdowns and closures have exacerbated people's plague of loneliness and alienation. So if you're feeling a little funny, people feel they often lack companionship. That's 18%. It turns out that if you lock people in their homes and take away their communities, their friends, and their neighborhoods, That is, if you take away their lives, you make people less happy. Can you imagine? I mean, good Lord. Businesses that did survive will be working to make back what they lost for at least the next year. Try longer. Things will go back to normal eventually. Who's to say when? I'll say when. Take at least 10 years or longer, at least. instant news. Where do you get your local news? Huh? Where do you get that? Do you get it? A steady 35% of people get news from Facebook. Older folks. And this is disproportionately older folks. Young adults are more likely to use Twitter, 31%, or even YouTube, 29%. Then Facebook, 26% for news. The 18 to 24-year-old cohort, fourth place, is Instagram with 18%. These apps are unreliable, though, in the eyes of most. Only 14% they say they trust news from the media. I don't trust people like YouTube, and the reason why is my show used to get on YouTube. Guess what happened? They turned it off. They can't stand the heat, so they got us out. They threw us out of the kitchen. Younger millennials, 24%. That's the 25 to 34-year-olds. Trusted news from social media. Only 29% of the public said they generally trust the news, period. So, you can keep on going. Oh, boy. And the reason everybody's partying, getting together and going nuts is very simple. Oh, here we go. The education of an education secretary. Well, there's a problem. Too stupid to educate comes to mind. That's the way I marked it. They're changing some of the systems, and people don't like it. And it's taken her a long time to do this. The part that bothered most Democrats. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, along with several other Democrats, including Dianne Feinstein, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, signed a letter to DeVos asking her to rescind the changes. Well, what they did was she took away the capability of somebody to make an accusation of improper sexual advancements and have that person removed from the school without due process. Now she put due process in place and everybody's going crazy over it. Where everybody knows your name. Virtual whiskey and wine tastings tapped a market need and will outlive the pandemic. Bullshit. How you going to taste something over the internet? You ain't. Activist journalists deal with the devil. Partnering with censors to sideline competition undermines the free press. We never had a free press anyway. You got the NBC verification unit, and they don't do squat. Fake News Project had complained to Google that articles on the sites violated the company's policies that explicitly prohibit derogatory content that promotes hatred, intolerance, violence, or discrimination based on race from monetizing, and they did. Now, the problem is a foreign-based division of the American news conglomerate worked with a British activist group to push an American company into stripping revenue from two American websites. case of news of a news entity making news in order to cover it, and sad reality of our times that a self-appointed arbiter of truth can use its corporate power to brand competitors' commentary as fake news and have a third party strip it of revenue, and it continues going on. Doesn't stop with just that. They're this is a story of censorship through and through, and the blame should extend to both parties involved, while NBC and Edelman, Merkel, Fraser are arguably the primary bad actors here. To gloss over Google's participation is a mistake. They do this stuff for the fun of it. They think it's funny when you complain. Solving a social media standoff. Well, it's called the First Amendment. And the reason the things they've been instructed to do aren't working because there is no enforcement. Wouldn't have riots if there was enforcement. With the added dimension of monopolistic behavior, the need for a third class of internet entity becomes clear. As monopoly actors exert never before seen control over the internet, the need for Congress to update the law is clear. You really expect people to no. Congress ain't gonna do nothing unless they feel like they need a raise. Oh, everybody jumps on that. There's not a lot in this magazine. Advisors want to see renewed vigor from the campaign to get after Joe Biden. Yeah, well, The View. The pollsters missing the full picture. They dismiss news headlines dominated by protesters as failing to reflect the people stuck at home in fear of stores and business burning to the ground. People in the demographic groups that are most likely to turn out come November. Think about it. First, you got the government telling you to stay home. Then you got the rioters out there, and it ain't safe to go out. What you gonna do? Now, border towns adversely hit as U.S. and Canada extend a non-essential travel ban. That means the northern border on the states, southern border on Canada, is closed. Okay, tech giants back off from government from providing facial recognition. Why? Because 30% of it don't work. And I here's something. ACLU every once in a while accidentally falls over their own feet, does something right. ACLU tested recognition and found that it misidentified 28 members of Congress. Now think about this. About a third of the people of color in Congress as criminal suspects. What the hell good is it if it's got a failure rate of 30%? And then you got structural racism. It may not be the cause of health disparities between blacks and whites. Well, it ain't. A new book says geography, the location, because in poorer areas you have poorer doctors who don't have the connections and capabilities of the ones that got lots of money. Here we go. Bipartisan group of economists suggested an economic recovery plan. It's all about the money, and they couldn't care less. At providing federal money to state and local governments was particularly important because community colleges and institutions of higher learning often rely on state governments for funding. No, they usually have 1 year's worth of operating funds in the bank. Bedard, Washington Secrets. Ooh. Mea culpa from Berkeley's Law, John Wu. Trump strengthening the Constitution. He's doing it right. And causing other people not to have much choice on it. Think about that. Oh, boy. Mark Kohler's layoff is true. He's still on the job for the struggling network, that's CBS. Kohler is well-respected, beloved by reporters and White House staff for his straight reporting and historical knowledge about the place he covers. I mean, you know, don't get much better than that. Thompson, the chairman of the full committee, brushed that aside and said it's not safe. There's no reason our small subcommittee can't meet in the room. Oh, yeah, it ain't safe. It ain't safe. Early stages of dementia for Biden? They're asking that question. Congressional action helps spur a surprise economic rebound. The only problem is it ain't sustainable. Think about 30% gone. That's not, you know, the reason we aren't repeating the Great Depression, which we are, who thinks we aren't, is because this time fiscal and monetary policies reacted swiftly and forcefully. And that's so far. Time will tell. I'm going to suggest that it is not sustainable. It won't last. More. Stop the madness of congressional spending. Critical money. The coronavirus shutdown has flattened multiple industries across America, everything from airlines, manufacturers to hospitals, retailers, oil and gas producers, and restaurants. Many of the 30 million small and large businesses in the country have reported a 30% reduction in revenues. The economy is thriving. Ooh, really? Well, guess what? Amid the carnage, one sector of the economy is thriving like never before in the history of the Republic. The government. Nancy Pelosi wants to do a $10 trillion addition. It is a prosperity curing redistribution scheme, not an economic revival plan. Guess what? Now, Moore's well-studied. He's the finance and economic columnist, the Washington Examiner, and a consultant, an economic consultant with FreedomWorks. The man knows his stuff. Including state and local expenditures, the government would, for the first time in the history of the United States, consume 52% of our $20.4 billion gross domestic product, more than 50% of GDP. It's nothing more than a road to financial ruin, stimulating the government, oh my goodness, and crowding out private spending and investment. Policies such as paying millions of people more than 60% of workers, according to the Congressional Budget Office, more money to stay unemployed than to go back to work. That ain't stimulating. Because the feds will write them $50 billion checks. Ooh, Democratic mayors and governors. The offer of more federal money to Democratic mayors and governors enables them to keep their businesses shuttered and their commerce at a standstill. Yeah, get a check from the government. Let's hope that people wise up and understand that they don't, that sort of thing, and that not only doesn't work now, but never has. There are a lot of things that, you know. And then we got music. Where have all the protest songs gone? They got Chants. Where are the anthems? Strange Fruit. Music College says the grim anti-lynching ballad sung by Billie Holiday in 1939 is often regarded as the first protest song. They haven't come up with anything. Battle Hymn of the Republic. I mean, you know, come on, guys. Which one of the clowns will I fight a monkey for? Think riots. I mean, there's, you know, Gurdon, there we go again. Hugo, the editor, getting a handle on the vandals and rioters. Joke was on us. Radicals graduated from academia, and instead of getting a short, sharp shock that fitted them for the world as it existed, they brought their crackpot theories with them and changed the world. They opened carry intersectionality into their jobs and destroyed many individual careers and workplaces in general. We're living with the consequences, and they're only just getting started. Much worse to come. It goes on from there. And when there's a problem, they don't call Ghostbusters. They call for the police. They dial 911. Hannon, the unholy alliance of big government and big tech. How about we break it? And you can break it off in somebody's whatevers. Pelosi's gambling, trying to do her worst. Zito, even Gen Z knows all politics is local. And being real, it's really simple not to get involved in horse hockey when the horse hockey doesn't exist. National politics is so screwed up that very few people understand which direction it's headed. Well, this is why I'm calling for everybody to start getting ready to go. Where are we going? Well, first place that comes to mind is wherever they're going to have a mass protest. Think about that very carefully. When you have an equal number of people with guns standing around watching them, I bet they behave. you know, like little kids in church, hold their hands and smile. We are at a point where we can no longer tolerate the horse hockey from people that don't have a clue as to what things are, the way things are supposed to be anyway. Now, let's get past all this horse shit and go to the crux of it. If, and it's only an if we the people, silent majority, the cops, militias, everybody bands together and says, you ain't destroying our city. Screw off. Oh, and by the way, CHOP got to go, along with all the dinks in there. Any place you try to do that, we're going to be there, and I hope you don't like the results. I almost guarantee you won't. Well, here's the fun and games. if we stand together, there can be changes made that will cause things to be reset to everybody's advantage. Racism can be knocked to the ground and trampled. Seriously can. Now, Martin Luther King was one of the people that didn't like the idea of violence. In general, I agree with him. However, there are limitations, and there's a lot of people gone past the limitations. In order to get the mule's attention, my grandpa had me go out there and dink him on the forehead with a 2x4. I was a little shit, and the mule kind of shook his head and looked at me and cocked his head and said, all I had to do was say, come on, and follow me anywhere I wanted him to go. Do any kind of work that you wanted him to do if he was capable. Same thing is true of society. Sometimes you got to dink it over its head. Well, the punch has been thrown and the gauntlet's laid down, and no, you ain't taking over, Marxist. And take all that happy shit and if it was me and I was in a position of power, you'd get exported. You might get exiled, so you can never come back. But, you know, be that as it may, what I'm saying is, and I ain't talking about peaceful protesters. I was a part of a couple of peaceful protests over things that weren't right. And we got it changed. Then they have to break a window, dump a trash can, or even cuss. All we had to do was present the petition of we the people and say, here, do it the right way, or else. What's the else? Well, I have posted several things online about how to remove judges and political officials, and it includes people protected by unions. Doesn't matter. how many people are doing any of that? I mean, if you ain't going to do that, then we're going to have to take up arms and go shoot a bunch of people. That's the choice in this. I don't like either one. So, you know, if we stand together, we will be invincible. Listen to the song very carefully. Imagine that. Says everything that you need to know. We are the innocence is gone. There's no place to run and hide anymore much. Unless you got a lot of money. You ain't going nowhere. Then you got the other part of it. What happens when things start running dry? I don't care if they reopen. If you can't get the supplies to your store in a truck, what are you gonna do? Well, one store, one little grocery I talked about last show was simple. Those people went out to the farmers and got what they needed to make sure they had what was supposed to be on the shelves. They can do the same around here, and it's happened in the past, as I understand it. But here's the deal. Nobody in their right mind is going to live under conditions that are adverse to their feeling of freedom. You know, move around, do what you want. As long as you don't hurt nobody, don't worry about it. Well, guess what? These people are now saying we're going to live under Sharia law. I hate to tell y'all, don't bet on that. If you implement that, you need to bring a good supply of body bags because there is going to be some death and destruction from our side. These nice, peaceful people that you don't give any credit to are going to rise up and tear you a new one. Guaranteed. I've seen what people can do in combat. I have seen how it works. I have been a participant many years, but you don't forget something like that. You don't overlook. You don't gloss over things. Yeah, we got to make some changes. However, there are changes that can be made that offset the lack of a chokehold. It's called a handheld taser. It's not where you shoot somebody at a distance, although you can. But if you're struggling with somebody, you pull that out and zap them. Oh, you get zapped too. Don't misunderstand that. It's going to light your gonads up just like it does the person you're zapping, but not quite as forcefully. Close, but no cigar. And you zap them a few times, you'd be amazed what a cattle prod or something of that nature can do for the attitude of something that thinks it's in charge. Think about that very carefully. Now, war has been declared. The Marxists say they're taking over. I don't know how many people think about that much, but you better get your feelings straight. If you love the country, and we can make changes to fit what's going on so that there are not as many problems, or do you want to live under the Gestapo boot? Oh, you got to have prayers five times a day. You got to do this. You got to bend over. Yeah, well, I tell you what, I ain't bowing down to no dink like that. Yeah, you heard me, mister, in charge of BLM. Uh-huh. I wouldn't bow down to you under any circumstances. You might kill me. Then you can do what you want to with my body. But in the meantime, I guarantee you're not only going to know I was there, but you have only a 30% chance of success in terms of taking me on physically. Why? I'm always armed, and I will shoot somebody. I don't hesitate. You got to understand the differential. I know when somebody's threatening my life, and at my age, big, husky, healthy dude, dinking me upside the head is apt to do several things. One is the possibility of killing me. Another was making me into a person that stares at the sunbeams and drools on themselves. You ain't doing neither of those to me, and I don't need the headache that would be caused by the punch. I've seen a lot of these people sneaking up and doing the punch thing. Well, you better watch it. They tried that with one guy, and he put five people, all assholes. They thought they could dink an old man on the head and get away with it. He owned a karate place, and they got their large surprise just the way it should have been. He put all of them in the hospital. Me, I figured I had the right to self-defense. And the judge and the officers and everybody agreed. They said they'd been trying to catch up with these dingleberries for a long time. Oh, and if you don't know what a dingleberry is, look it up. Oh, yeah, I use antique language. Well, I'm an old fart. What do you expect? come on now. My music is not as such up to date. I found out that YouTube wasn't allowing downloads of music any longer, no matter what you did, I don't think. At any rate, what is, I intend to do some things here, and I hope people agree with the idea of taking back our country and our freedoms from people that don't have a clue as to what they even are, let alone what to do with them. But they're in charge, and they're going to tell you what to do and how to be. Want to bet? In the meantime, talk to everybody and their mother-in-law out there and see what you can do to find out how many people might be interested in a show of force. That's the first thing that happens. And secondly, if it comes to that, somebody shoots one of us, well, that's easy. You put it on rock and roll. That's what we used to call it on the M16 when you went automatic. And you unload. You drop 50 of them. Watch and see the difference. Rubber bullets placed in the right spot, I guarantee you. I guarantee you. Changes the attitude instantly. And I would say that that's something everybody might want to consider until until we meet again. Do me a favor. Honestly, go out there and talk to some people about do you want to put up with that shit or do you want to do something about it? What do you got in mind? Oh, let them listen to this show. That might give them something to think about. You can get it on Blog Talk. Anyway, in the meantime, go out there and do me a favor. Get her done.